Father, we come before you in the spirit of meekness, in the spirit of humility, as we pour our hearts home to you, Jesus. We repent of anything that may block us to enter into your presence as we plead the blood of Jesus. We sanctify our heart with the blood of Jesus. We sanctify our conscience with the blood. We sanctify the altar and every instrument of worship with the blood of Jesus as we present ourselves before you today, O God, holy and acceptable before you, Jehovah God. In meekness we come before your mighty presence that we may obtain grace and mercy for the time of need, O God. We acknowledge you that we need you more than we need ourselves. We need you more than we need our job, our husband, our wife, our children, our relative, O God. And for this reason we have come unto your sanctuary this morning to lift up the name of Jesus, to glorify our God, our King, our Ebenezer, our source, our everything. And Lord, we come before you this day with the hearts of gratefulness. We are thankful for the gift of life, for the gift of salvation. We are thankful for each one of us, O God. We are thankful for your protection. We are thankful for your protected us, O God. We are thankful for the for your faithfulness, O God, that have protected us throughout the night, O God, that we have seen a new dawn, Almighty Father, that many were not able to see this day, O God, but by your mercy we have been able to see this day. And we come before the assembly, we come before the congregation to lift up our voices and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, for the blood that you shed for us. Thank you for the working of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you for the blood that you shed for us, O God. Thank you for your peace that dwells in our hearts. Thank you, mighty God, for your presence that is with us. Thank you, mighty Father, this morning, because your presence has gone ahead of us. Your goodness has gone ahead of us, Almighty Father. And we give you a sacrifice of thanksgiving. We give you a sacrifice of praise this morning. We lift your name. We worship you. We reverence you, that you are our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of all of our trespasses, Almighty God, even as we forgive those who trespass against us, O Lord. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom. We surrender this service before you, Jehovah. We surrender everything that we are going to do today before you. We surrender your children across nations, O God, that are tuning in by faith, Almighty God, that their time that they have spent in this service will never be in vain. That Father, meet each one of us at the point of our needs, O God, as we come before the congregation. Almighty God, may you touch us, O God. May you revive us, O God. May you refresh us again and again and again and again. May you fill our cups, Almighty Father, and let it overflow. Let the heavens be open upon this place as we take authority over every works of darkness. We take authority over every works of the enemy. We bind every strong man. We bind every spirit of chaos, every spirit of malice, every spirit of division. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Anything that exalts itself above the knowledge of Jesus, we bring it down. As we declare the glory of God upon this place, we declare the mercies of God upon this place. We decree the open heaven upon this place. We decree the help from above, the favor of God, the blessings of God that abide. We decree the help of our King. Hallelujah. We decree the salvation of our God. We decree freedom to the captive in the name of Jesus. We decree the blind to receive their sight, the lame to rise up and walk, the dead to come to life. All manner of sicknesses be healed today as we gather in the presence of God. Let yokes be broken, limitations be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Affliction be broken, broken, infirmities be defeated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As we gather before the presence of the Almighty, we receive strength to mount with wings like eagles. We receive strength to overcome. We receive strength to spring forward in the name of Jesus Christ. For we are more than overcomers, O God, and we come to seek help from our God. We come to seek mercy from our God. We come to seek wisdom from our God. That Father, bless us today, O God. Bless us with your mercy. Bless us with your favor. Bless us with your wisdom. Bless us with your spirit, Almighty God. Let doors that have been locked for many generations be opened. The doors of mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Show us mercy, O God, as we come before you today, O Jehovah Adonai. May you show us mercy. May your mercy heal us. May your mercy open doors. May your mercy break every boundary. May your mercy break every chain. May your mercy break every yoke. May your mercy, by your mercy, by your mercy, show us mercy. Pray this morning that the Lord may show us mercy. Hallelujah. The same way the blind man cried out to God and he said, Son of David, have mercy on me. May we cry that the Lord may have mercy on us this morning. Cry out wherever you are that the Lord may have mercy on our children, that the Lord may have mercy on our nation, that the Lord may have mercy on our families, on our churches. Almighty Father, we come before you today, O Jehovah. We pray for mercy. We pray for mercy for our nation. We pray for mercy for our youths. We pray for mercy. Let your mercy intervene in the name of Jesus. Let your mercy intervene. Where there is judgment, let mercy speak for us. Where there is judgment, where there is accusation, let mercy speak for us. Let mercy pave way. Let mercy break every yoke. Let mercy rebuke the enemy. Let mercy rebuke darkness. Let mercy rebuke the devil. Let mercy rebuke Satan. Let mercy rebuke demons. Let mercy, we cry for mercy upon this assembly, upon this ground, upon this altar. We cry out for the mercies of God. We cry out for the help of God. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy prevail upon this altar, O God. Let it be an altar of solution. Let it be an altar where men obtain grace from above. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your grace flow out of this sanctuary. Let your grace flow. Let your mercy flow this morning out of this house. Let the help of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit flow. Ye paran tahandele bediya tarandim e paroto sapereyanta namazandara babababu shantari bahandim e paranto hoto seperida mantara namazandim e pabayanta separite seperine mini handele peteriandara babu shandim e paranto zilemina hanta zangidia nanta rapayantam e parite seperida mantani hanto zolaninta itaramande zepeteriyanda Zabarante, cry for mercy, cry for mercy. You don't know how powerful the prayer of mercy is. You don't know how powerful. If you knew, you could be crying out in your home, in your house, in your assembly, wherever you are connected this morning. You could be saying, Lord, have mercy on me. You see, it is pride that make us not to be humble before God. It is pride that make us to see that we don't need God. It is pride that make us not to come to the house of God. But the moment we come to the house of God, we acknowledge that we need mercy. We acknowledge that we are evildoers. We acknowledge that we have robbed people. We have done things that doesn't please God. But it is by his mercy that we can stand before him, not because we are right, not because we have done everything in a good way, but because God has showed us mercy. Because God has showed us mercy, we can see a new day. Because God has showed us mercy, we can walk in our 2 feet. Because God has showed us mercy, we have escaped from that trouble. We have escaped from that arrow that flied by night. We have escaped from that arrow that flies night by day, because God has showed us mercy. Hallelujah. Hosanna marante rebaba shanta rabahande le peteria da baranda ita zabaranto hoto zebeteria darama konto zile vene manata iparanta zepetele bene mantani hanto zalantia iparanto hoto zavire vendele petele bendele bada iparanta ramanto zolo bozanderi papa baba baba baba. Let your mercy saturate every area of my life. Father, let your mercy saturate every area of my future, every area of my marriage, every area of my family, every area of the church. Oh Jehovah, let your mercy saturate. Oh Bayata Seperina Mantani Helevent. Pray that the mercies of God will saturate our systems, will saturate our government, will saturate our institution. The mercies of God, the mercies of God, the mercies of God that overcometh judgment, in the name of Jesus. The mercies of God will saturate nations and convict men to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that people will come to know that Jesus is who he is, that he is the Savior of the world, he is the Son of David, he is the Lord of hosts, he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that there is no healer like him, there is no Savior like him, there is no deliverer like him, there is no Lord like him. We call unto your name, Almighty Father. Hallelujah, glory to God. We cry unto you, Lord, for mercy on behalf of our children, that our children will not be lost. In the name of Jesus, drugs will not destroy their life. In the name of Jesus, deception will not infiltrate their hearts. In the name of Jesus, they will grow in the truth and know the truth, and the truth will set them free. In the name of Jesus, for our children belongs to the Lord. They will not be lost. There will be a blessing unto our journey. There will be a blessing to our life. There will be a blessing unto our community. No evil will touch them. In the name of Jesus, our children shall be taught by the Lord because of the mercy that we are crying out in this morning, because of the grace of God we are seeking for. We decree that our children will not be lost. They will find the way of light. They will find the way of wisdom. They will find counsel before the Lord. They will be filled with the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of understanding will be their portion. They will receive favor before men and before God. They will go far. Pray for your children. Pray for your children. Pray. Decree the word of God upon our children. Hallelujah. We are living in a time that the enemy is targeting our generation. The enemy is targeting our young people, and they want to destroy their life. But today we stand before the altar of grace. We stand before the altar of mercy. And we decree the word of God in the life of our children. They will not lose the way in the name of Jesus. The hand of God is upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. The help of God is upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. They are filled with the wisdom of God. They are filled with the hand of God. They are filled with help from above. In the name of Jesus, they will fulfill their days. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will do mighty things. They will work out wonders. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will win souls for the glory of God. They will be evangelists. They will be apostles of Christ. They will be pastors in the name of Jesus. They will be teachers of the word of God, for the grace of God will be made manifest upon their lives. Hale parata rabahande le petele bendele parata repete periata rabahanda rapakatere barandi e paranta magondoro terianda rabakanderi barandam e paranta. They will be restorers of the breach. They will restore our youths again and again. They will be a source of help, a source of encouragement. They will be the sons of encouragement. Even even in our old age, they will bear us up. Umakantara bababushaya, iparante hetele venele poratia tamarantara babushaya, iparanta zepeteli banantanta la bandala baratia, iparanta zepeteli atarabandi, iperete seperina mantara niandele perete seperina, uparanta zaparatia teleketo zalataya, iparata zapariete seperede menetoria, iparanda zaparateriribuza, iperete seperina mantani handala daja, iparanta zepetele bendele beteleba, ipabu yantani hete zebeteleba, iparata seperida maganande zepetele de meneta, iperita zaparandele petele bendele paya, iparata saparedi montararima, iparanda zaparantari andaraganande, iparata zabaranteri bazandara babushaya. I want us to pray now that the Lord will send the rain. You see, there are two kinds of rain that the farmer always waits for: the early rain and the latter rain. Let us pray that the Lord of the harvest, the King of glory, the Lord that controls the universe, will send the rain that we need to go to our next level, the rain that we need to see massive church growth, the rain that we need. Pray that the Father of all spirit will send the rain in thirsty hearts, in dry hearts, in dry churches, that the Lord will send the rain, the rain, the rain. The rain will sweep the doors of the church, the rain of the prophetic, the rain of healing, the rain of signs and wonders, the rain of the Holy Ghost, the rain of the mighty hand of God, the rain of the mighty acts of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will be manifested in our assembly, that they will know that the Spirit of truth is here, the Spirit of Christ is at work in our assembly. Let pray that the Lord will send the rain of the Holy Ghost, that will set hearts of men on fire for God. Hearts of women will be on fire for God. Our youth, they will be on fire for God. They will stand before the altar to praise our God, to worship our God in the beauty of holiness, because their hearts will be ignited with the fire. Their spirit will be ignited with the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, and their lives will be transformed in the mighty name of Jesus, by the help of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the rain, we pray for the early rain, we pray for the latter rain to visit our house, to visit Anti-Detach International, to visit restoration of the tent of David. Father, pour your spirit without measure. Pour your spirit without measure. Pour your spirit upon this assembly. Pour your spirit without measure. Pray, 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 pray. Rekabayatara bababu senteri barande. Exercise your spirit. Ayakatereba. Iparataraba zenderi pabababa. Pray that the Lord will pour his spirit. Pour your spirit. Pour your spirit. Let your spirit go forth in a mighty way. Let people be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Let people be filled in the Holy Ghost, in their homes, in their houses, on the streets, on the government institution. Haleke perida hantaranande etarion tarakwa shabia takanto olagina antora bayanta siparanta itabanto lodianda makota selebita lagande ipabayanta rapayata seperida maganande ipaboyantani hetze petele benemanantani atarante reperita zaganande. Iparoto saparide menteri hada zabaranta iparata zaparati eteleke telegede iparata zagatelegene hendele peteleba iparata zaparati keleke tukolaganata iperete seperina mantarani anda iparata saparane heteleberia. It is written that he will release his spirit without measure. Do you know when the spirit begin to move without measure, he will break boundaries, he will break boundaries. He will bring mountains down. He will bring limitations down. He will go beyond races. Chinese will feel it. Afghanistan will feel it. Europe will feel it. Canada will feel it. Africa will feel it. India, Pakistan, Hakorobo Yata, Rakwaka Yakata Galakate, Ropa Yata Pakata Paratapa, Reparata Pakatara Biatora Pakata Pakatalapata, Jeperete Ketolo Parata, Jeparata Katalika Tora Barata, Jeperete Seperida Maganandim, Iparato Soparene Mentele Bendele Patarabayantara Bayandim, Iperete Seperina Maganante, Zepetoro Robozandim, Iparanta Zapiri Rebayanta. We are the church of Jesus. We are the one that dictate the level of the outpour of the Spirit of God, and the prayer you pray today will determine the revival of your community, the revival of your nation, the revival in your family, the revival in your churches. Hallelujah. So put a seed on the ground. Put a seed that the earth angels will rain on it. Put a seed. Oh, marata barana matele bendele patala bandala pandala pataparata paronda marande bereto soparadia o parande mitoroba yatarabakati lepete perina mantorobo yatarabakandele petele bendele patorobo yantarabatarabi ande minomo tarabayanda e perita zaparante reberete te parada e perete se perida mantani hantorabana taradia e perita saparani menteria darama handa e perete se perede mentele de menetaya i paroto saparane mentoro dobo zande mitoro bo zatarabayata e perete se perina maganande se petoro robo zanda e perete se perida mantora ribarantaza e teze toro do zanda latana mantani heto zo parate se perida e perete se perida mantari e dezebete e perida mantoro robo zande li parata zagadaya e che tele che toro donza zantana mantani le pendolo bondela bandele bendele badash e paranda mantoro bozandele pendele bendele betia e paranda zapantala binde matora ribarataya e parata shaparine menteri hada zavanande e parata champanande hetolo diana e paranta handele bendele betele taya. There's a time that his presence become a cloud. His presence will become a cloud around us, that anyone that will touch that governing cloud, they will be preoccupied. They will feel him. They will feel him. They will feel him. There are people that will come in this video sick and they will be healed. There are blind people, they will come and begin to see. Hallelujah. There are people that will join and they will be filled with the Holy Ghost. They will begin to prophesy. They will begin to see visions in the name of Jesus, because the presence of God is here with us. The goodness of God is here with us, because he's releasing his glory. He's releasing his spirit without measure in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we thank you. We bless you for your presence with us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to our God. Glory to our King. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you, Jesus. Receive all the praises. Receive all the glory. Thank you, mighty Father, for giving us this opportunity to exercise our spirit and to come and honor you, to come and worship you, to come and praise you, to come and wait on you, O God. We surrender everything before you, Jehovah God. Every part of this service, we surrender before you, Jesus. Let the heaven be open towards us, O mighty God, as we worship you, as we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we pray and believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Today I want to talk about living by faith. Amen. Living by faith. Hallelujah. I greet you again in the mighty name of Jesus. And faith is the foundation of our Christian journey. Hallelujah. Faith is a foundation of our Christian journey, and is very important to understand the place of faith. Hallelujah. And the scripture says that how can they hear, how can they know God without somebody preaching to them? And faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. And faith is so much important that we can only be saved by faith. Hallelujah. By faith. Hallelujah. You have to have faith in order to be saved. Hallelujah. You have to have faith in order to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You have to have a measure of faith for you to be convinced to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. You need a measure of faith. Hallelujah. And in the Bible, of all the people that Jesus healed in the Bible, in his ministry on earth, hallelujah, and from what we are getting from the Gospels, every person that Jesus healed, the yardstick, the measure was faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus had to test their faith to see, do they have faith in God? Do you have faith in God? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, there's many possibility that a person can have faith in other things but not God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For example, we have faith in school, or in the education system. That's why we take our children there, because we have faith that the institution can make our children better. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And most of the time, what we have faith in, we always invest. Hallelujah. There are people that have faith in the marketplace, and they invest in stocks because they have faith that their money can do well in that arena. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are people that have faith in their doctors, and they will do everything their doctor tells them to do, even if it doesn't make sense. Hallelujah. Even if it goes against science, they will do what their doctors say because they have faith in their doctor. Glory be to God. But the question comes in, do you have faith in God? Do you have faith in God? Glory be to God. So there are many possibilities where men can have faith on something that is not of God. Hallelujah. But here we want to discuss the reason why we need to have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we need to believe in God in all circumstances, in everything that we may go through in life. Hallelujah. We need to have faith in God, because if you don't have faith in God, one day you will face a mountain, one day you will face a challenge, and you won't know what to do. Hallelujah. You won't know where to run to. You won't know the name to call. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because on the moment of challenges, on the moment when we encounter problems, hallelujah, the first place you want to run to for help is the place you have faith in. Praise the Lord. It's the place you have faith in. Hallelujah. There are people that when they just feel a little sick, the first place, the first number they will call is their doctor. Hallelujah. They won't even call their pastor for prayer. Hallelujah. They won't even call the church brethren to stand with them for prayer. Hallelujah. The first place they will call, because that is where they have faith. Hallelujah. There are people who don't have faith that God can heal. There are people who don't have faith that God can deliver. There are people who don't have faith that we serve a mighty God, that we serve a great deliverer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So today we are going to explore one of the most aspect of Christian life, which is living by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is what enables us to live in the assurance of things hoped for, even when we cannot yet see them. So what does it mean to live by faith? Hallelujah. What does it mean to live by faith. Hallelujah. Let us go to the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. The Bible says, now by faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hallelujah. It's the substance of things. Hallelujah. You see, when you have a substance, it means it is something that is tangible. It is something that you can hold. It is something that you can identify with. Hallelujah. So faith is a substance. Hallelujah. That is how powerful it is. Hallelujah. And the Bible says it is the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people ask me, how did you know? Why do you believe this will happen? Praise the Lord. Because you have a substance that these things is going to happen. Hallelujah. And others may not make sense. Others may think you are joking. Praise the Lord Almighty. But there's something that has been built in you that has become a substance, that has become an evidence that no matter what doctors are saying, you are holding on to the substance of faith. You are holding on to the evidence of faith that his word is yes and amen. If he say, I am healed, I am healed. If he say, I am delivered, I am delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. If he say that thing is not there, it is not there, no matter what doctors may say. Hallelujah. I stand with the substance. I stand with the evidence. And that is why doctors find it difficult to understand healing. Hallelujah. They find it very, very difficult to understand healing. Praise the Lord. Because somebody may be having a tumor today, and after prayer the next day they don't have the tumor anymore, and doctors cannot explain it, because faith is a substance. Faith is evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And you need to reach to the place where your faith becomes a substance. Your faith becomes something that is reliable, something that you can hold, something that you can trust in, something. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Glory be to God. Faith is not just a wish or a vague hope. It is a confidence assurance in things we do yet not seen. Glory be to God. It is the conviction that what God has promised will come to pass, even if it is beyond our current understanding. Hallelujah. Even if it is beyond our current understanding, we have conviction of the promises of God, that what God have spoken will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And that's why we have to take the word of God and hold on to the word of God and speak the word of God and speak and believe in the word of God, and we shall see the manifestation of that word in our life, in our community, in the life of our children, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we believe in the promises of God. It reminds me when Peter was preaching in the house of Cornelius, and the Bible said that the Gentiles had gathered to hear the word of the living God, and Jesus began to preach about Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And on the process, before he even finished preaching, the Bible said that the Spirit poured on the Gentiles, and they began to speak in tongues, and they began to prophesy, they began to shout and praising God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because the words that Peter was speaking, they were words of assurance. They were words of faith. Hallelujah. He wasn't just speaking fables. He was speaking speaking the word he has seen at work in his life. He was speaking a word that he knew it is true. And when they believed in the word, God came in a mighty way, and the Gentiles were filled with the Holy Ghost. They began to prophesy, they began to speak in new tongues in the mighty name of Jesus, and it became something that defied laws of men. It became something that challenged history in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because even the Gentile, the people that were known of not knowing God, began to speak in new tongues. Glory be to God. The heavens opened by the power of faith. By the power of faith. That's why we can't joke with the word of God. Especially when the word of God is being spoken. Especially when the word of God is being taught, like right now. If you receive it, if you believe it, you will see the manifestation of that word in your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we have to take the word of God seriously. We have to take the spoken word of God seriously and allow faith to rise in our spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In the verses that follow, the writer of Hebrews gives us an example of individuals that lived by faith. The Bible says Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice because of faith. Hallelujah. We know the story of Abel and his brother. Praise the Lord, Cain. Hallelujah. The Bible said that Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice because of faith. Hallelujah. And that brings us to another picture, that for us to offer an excellent offering to God, an excellent sacrifice to God, you need faith. Hallelujah. Because when you don't have faith in God, you won't give God his due. Glory be to God. Because whatever is done not by faith is sin. Do you know, even if you give but not by faith, it is sin. Glory be to God. You see, there are people who are just giving like they are tempting God. They are giving like somebody forced them to do it. Praise the Lord Almighty. They are not giving because of relationship. They are not giving because of communion. They are not giving because of fellowship. They are not giving because of worship. They are giving maybe to please the pastor. They are giving maybe to control the church. Hallelujah. So that they be known to be the major donor of the church. Praise the Lord. So that they control the voice of the church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that Cain offered a more excellent sacrifice because he had faith in God. You know, when you have faith in God, even when you want to give, you want to give the best. The Bible says that Abel went and chose the best lamb, the best young lamb, and he prepared that lamb and brought it before the Lord. Glory be to God. When you have faith in God, you want to give him your best. Hallelujah. When you want your faith in God, you will give him your life. Hallelujah. The reason why you haven't given your life to God, because you don't have faith in God. You don't trust him that he can take care of you. You don't trust him that he can lead you. You don't trust him that he can save you. You don't trust him that he has a future for you. But the moment you realize you are nothing without God, the moment you realize you need the help of God, the moment you realize you breathe because of God, you will offer your life to him. You will offer your everything to him. You will come to realize your life is for his glory, that you are not here on earth to pursue your own things. You are here on earth to give him glory, to worship him, to bless him, to spread his name, to lift him high in the mighty name of Jesus. The scriptures say Enoch walked so closely with God that he was taken to heaven without experience. experiencing death, men who walked by faith. One of them was Enoch. Hallelujah. The Bible said that Enoch walked with God and he was no more. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He was no more because of his communion with God, because of his fellowship with God. And it brings us to another level. Are you walking with God? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Have you received Jesus in your heart? Are you journeying with God? Glory be to God. Because the moment you receive Jesus in your heart, you begin to walk with him. You begin to journey with him. You begin to journey with the Lord. You begin to journey with the Spirit of Christ that lives in you. And that Spirit of Christ will lead you to eternity, will lead you to the presence of God, will lead you to the will of God, will lead you to the ways of God, will lead you to the vision of God, will lead you to the purposes of God. And the scriptures say that Enoch walked with God and he was no more. And that is the power of faith. The more you believe in God, everything else become meaningless. Glory be to God. The things that men die for become meaningless because your hope is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Your help is in the Lord. The Lord become everything to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When you have faith in God, you won't be afraid of death. When you have faith in God, you won't be afraid of those that rebel against you. When you have faith in God, you move forward in the mighty name of Jesus. You are not afraid of persecution. You are not afraid on how they will look down on you because you are a child of God, because of the kind of faith you are confessing. Hallelujah. Because you have a relationship with your God. You have a fellowship with your God. So the scriptures say that Enoch walked so closely with God that he was taken to heaven without experiencing death. Now listen to this. Now Noah built the ark trusting in God's word despite of the absence of rain. The works of faith. Noah built the ark. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Even with despite the absence of rain. You see, some of us, we want to do something. We want to come to a church where we see a lot of people is where we want to come. Hallelujah. Sometimes people ask you, how many members do you have? Why do you want to know how many members I have? You just come and become that first member. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Believe in God that God will bring more people to that church. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You see, there are people that they just want to see things. They don't want to become part of the work. Glory be to God. Noah became part of the work and he hid the instruction of God and he built such a massive ark. Hallelujah. A massive ark. He built such a massive ark. Hallelujah. He built such a massive ministry. Glory be to God. But he ended up saving his own family. Praise the Lord. With that massive investment in the work of God, he ended up saving his own family because the people he was preaching to didn't have faith in God. The people he was preaching to, his countrymen didn't have faith in God. His community didn't have faith in God, but he had faith in God. And when he was telling them, come and help me build, prepare yourself, rain is coming, they didn't understand it. But Noah had a substance. Noah had an evidence of things not seen. Noah had seen the rain coming in the spirit, and nothing could challenge his mind otherwise. Do you know when you have faith in what you're doing for God, in the present people may not believe in you. They may not believe in your calling. They may not believe in your journey. They may not believe in what you're doing for God, but hold on to faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In, do you know, upon this altar I have spoken that a time come that people will come to church running, because if you are late, you won't be able to find a space in the sanctuary to sit on, because the church will be so full that if you are late, hallelujah, you will sit on the outside. We will put speakers outside for you in the mighty name of Jesus, because the time is coming where the hunger for the word is going to rise. The hunger for the presence of God is going to rise. Hallelujah. That we will not beg people to come to church, hallelujah, but they will come to church with a heart of gladness. They will come to church with praise, because they want to enjoy being in the presence of the Lord. Glory be to God, hallelujah. They will be like David, that will say that one day in the house of God is better than a thousand days somewhere else, because there is something we receive when we come into the house of God that the world cannot give us, that our manager, our CEO, our supervisors cannot give us, the company we work in cannot give us what God can give us. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we understand these things by faith is the reason we are having services like this, hallelujah, because we know what we gain when we appear before the Lord. For those that appear before the Lord, they will rise up. Those that appear before the Lord, they will be anointed. Those that appear before the Lord, they will be mantled. God will mantle you because you appear before the Lord. God will bless you because you appear before the Lord. You will be a visionary leader because you appear before the Lord. Your children will succeed because you appear before the Lord. The grace of God will be sufficient for you because you appear before the Lord. Do you know, in Israel it was a law, hallelujah, that the firstborn in Israel had to be presented to appear before the Lord, that the Lord may bless them, that the Lord may mantle them, that the Lord may lift them, that the Lord may grace them. And it was tradition. Why? Hallelujah. Because when the firstborn are presented before the Lord, the firstborn, they are the future of tomorrow. They are the future of the generation of tomorrow. And the Bible said that the firstborn belongs to God. You know, when our firstborn are misled, when our firstborn don't know themselves, because they don't appear before the Lord, because they don't appear before the Lord, they don't know what God is saying, they don't understand the word of God, because they are never in the church. Do you know, there are many parents that are leaving their children at home playing TV games while they go to church, and they don't understand that their children appearing before the Lord, it means they will hear direction from God. They will hear him, they will be impacted with understanding, with the revelation of the word. Just by the masses of them coming to church, there is something they receive from God that money cannot give, that relatives cannot give. Hallelujah. They are receiving help from God. They are receiving strength from God in the mighty name of Jesus. That's why you need to bring your children to church. Don't be a parent that pray and your children are not praying. Don't be a parent that go to church and your children are not going to church. Hallelujah. If you think what you are doing is important, then your children needs to be part of it. Your family needs to be part of it. Do you know, this is one area where Muslims and Hindus are better than us Christians. Because Muslim and Hindus, they even have church, they have classes to teach their children about religion. They want their children to grow in it, to grow in what they believe. It's the same way we have to allow our children to grow, to be part of what we are doing for God, so that they appear and hear from God and be empowered with God in the mighty name of Jesus, so that they go out and do mighty exploits of God. So Noah built the ark, trusting in God's word, despite of the absence of rain. Glory be to God. He had seen it. it had become a substance, it had become an evidence, and no matter how dry, hallelujah, do you know many years passed before it rained when Noah began to do what he was doing, hallelujah, glory be to God. Sometimes when you start a journey with what God has called you to do, it may not make sense to a lot of people, but continue doing what God has called you to do. Continue preaching the word of God, continue worshiping him, continue praying, continue lifting the name of Jesus, continue preaching the gospel of Christ, continue with the outreach, continue with working on the foundation, continue with building altars and building churches, because a time is coming, glory be to God, where the rain shall fall in the mighty name of Jesus, where revival shall fall, and those that didn't start with you, they will want to be where you are, and they will not be able to reach you, hallelujah, glory be to God. They will come to look for your appointment to talk with you, and they will realize your schedule is full. There was a time you are looking for them, and they were pretending they are too busy, they were pretending they can't stand with you, they were pretending they can't do ministry with you. But a time is coming where God is going to lift somebody up because of what they are standing for. But men who look down upon you will one day look for you in the mighty name of Jesus. People who thought you were nothing will one day come for your help in the mighty name of Jesus.